朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
This afternoon, I do come with a burden to share with you from the book of John.
今天下午我有个负担在这里，我要交通约翰福音。
You know, book of John is such a big one, such a huge book.
约翰福音是这样子的一本很伟大的著作。
Well, it is not only that it's 21 chapters.
并不是光是只是因为它有21章那么多。
But what's in the 21 chapters?
而是在这个21章里面它的内容。
And if we attempt to finish the whole book, I don't think there's a chance for today to finish anything.
若是我们想要在想要把整本书能够讲一点的话，其实我们今天讲不出任何一点。
But maybe in the first chapter, we can look at a few things.
也许在第一章里头，我们也许看到几点。
But when I begin to grab the book and read the first verse, I feel lucky if I can finish the first verse.
当我把这本书打开开始要读的时候，我连第一节我都就只能停在第一节。
And I'm sure many of you do read the book of John.
我相信各位一定对约翰福音都读过。
Since many have been encouraged in their when they're first saved to read the book of John.
因为很多人刚信主的时候，他们就受到就被鼓励读这一本书。
I believe many of you might even be able to remember what's in the first verse.
我相信各位也一定都记得第一章第一节是说的什么。
Let's read it again.
我们再一起来读一读。
Verse 1 says here, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
Now you know, we mustn't hurriedly go through the Word of God in a way that we didn't really grasp the meaning of it.
我们也许不应该这么快就这么读过去，因为我们就抓不到它到底它要说的是什么。
Even the first verse, I think, is too big for me to comprehend.
就连这第一第一句都觉得我都觉得简直太伟大，我没有办法。
Well, I have read the book of John. I don't remember how many times.
约翰福音我都不记得我读过多少遍。
But in the beginning was the word, so the book began.
但是这本书一开始就是这四个字，太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
It's a simple sentence, isn't it?
是一个很简单的一句话。
And not even a whole sentence, just a complete thought.
连一整句话都其实都没有，只是有这么一个思想。
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
You know, at this time we've got to understand what it meant here by John.
我们在这里要想一想，到底约翰这里他想要说什么。
You know, we know the book of John, when he wrote it, was a definite purpose behind it.
我们知道约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他有一个很特别、很特定的目的。
And in concurrent with what I just said, let's turn to the last chapter of John, what he said. What did he think about Jesus?
所以我们这样看了第一节，我们再看最后一节他怎么说。
Verse 25, in the last chapter of John. 21st chapter of John.
当我们看约翰福音第二十一章
，And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books which were written.
第二十五节最后一节，所以耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
And he's talking about not only the book of John.The whole knowledge of Jesus would fill the world and more.
他这里并不光只是说约翰福音这一本书了，就是所有关于耶稣的事迹和所行的事都写下来，所有的书。
And with that thought, how did John begin?
那么约翰怎么样开始写呢？
He began with a simple sentence, says, "In the beginning was the Word."
他用一个最简单的这句话来在最低。最初就写下这一句最简单的话。
We do know that the Gospel of John is spoken, written from John to convey a solid idea of telling us who Jesus is.
我们都知道，约翰福音是约翰来写出来，来告诉我们到底耶稣基督是谁。
Now we see that in chapter 20 of the same book, verse 29 and verse 30th and 31st.
我们再看, 如果说是看同一本书, 第二十章, 第二十节跟三十一节, 二十章的最后两节的,
many other signs there which Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
第三十节, 耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
You know, John has told us what he, why he wants to write a book and how much material he could have gotten in and didn't.
约翰福音就在这里很清楚告诉我们，他为什么要写这本书，也告诉我们有很多可以包括进来的一些事情，他可以写，但是他并没有写。
He, rather, chose to begin with a statement, in the beginning was the Word.
而他这样子特别的选出来，在他的这本书一开头，他就写上太初有道的事。
Almost without explanation, he started big.
好像完全都不需要有什么解释、什么注脚，一开始他就把他最重要、最大的思想写出来。
Of course, when you finish reading, maybe the first chapter, or even the whole book, you begin to realize who this Word is. He meant to be. And that the word John meant no one else, nothing but Jesus himself. And he chose to begin with a statement, in the beginning was the word. For Jesus has to be preeminent of all the thoughts that's occupying John.
因为耶稣基督这个人是约翰他所有心中所有思想的中心。
And John was such a person that he had been occupied by Jesus.
约翰这个人的确他是整个的思想是全部是被主所充满。
Now who was this John?
那么这约翰又是一个什么样的人?
John was a disciple of Jesus.
约翰是耶稣的一个门徒。
And we knew he was only a fisherman.
我们也知道他只是一个打鱼的。
You know, last week I wandered into the bookstore.
上礼拜我有机会到书店去逛一逛。
You know, I said I wandered because I didn't plan on going to a bookstore.
因为我本来没有预备要去。
Next time, let me tell you, when you go to fix your car, bring your Bible with you.
所以我下次，各位，如果下次你要去修车的话，把你的圣经带。
Well, I didn't. The next best thing I could do was wander into the bookstore.
我上次修车的时候，我没有带我的圣经，所以。
And I saw many new covers, many new books in display. Some of the bestsellers, some of the newest bestsellers. Some of the books caught my eye. One of them is written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, the number 33 of Lakers, everybody knew him, right?
是湖人队的那个33号。
And you know, these books are selling quick because this guy is very famous.
这些书呢,就非常非常畅销,因为写书的人非常有名气。
I saw a book by Bill Cosby.
另外还有一本是 Bill Cosby 写的书。
And I saw a book by Johnny Carson.
还有的 Johnny Carson 写的书。
These are celebrities, they made the list and their books sell easily.
这些都是很有名的人,他们的书出来了很容易就卖掉。
You know, no matter what they write, they sell.
而且不管他写什么东西,他一定不卖。
It's built on popularity of the person.
因为他只是在于那些人有名气。
But there are some books that was not built on the author, but rather the subject they talk about.
有些书倒不是完全在于它的作者，而是在它里面所里面的内容。
Well, if John were to write a book about himself, I guarantee it won't sell.
我相信，如果约翰写一本他关于他自己的书的话，我敢保证他一定卖不出去。
But he wrote about Jesus.
但是他写的是关于。
He has such a deep understanding and relationship with Jesus. What he said about him has to be heard.
因为他对于耶稣有那样深刻的认识了解，所以他写出来的书的确是不一样。
And this was what John began with. In the beginning was the Word.
所以他这里第一句话写太初有道。
He didn't say, in the beginning was God.
他并没有说太初有神。
It would not be too difficult, although people chose not to believe in the beginning was God.
他其实那样写也可以，但是呢，人也不能，也都不相信太初是有神。
He dealt directly with the statement that was provoking to the thought.
所以他写的这个第一句话太出有道，是对一个人的人是一个思想上一个很大的一个刺激。
In the beginning was the word。
他说到在最起初带出的时候有道。
You know, in the Greek language, the word today we know as logos。
在原文里头，希腊文在那个道是指 logos 这个字。
And we translate it into the word properly with a capital W。
在那里，我们翻译成那个话就是道，在英文里头是有个大写。
Which is very good.
这个翻得非常好。
But logos, well, when we talk about, you know, you, Peter, why are you talking Greek over our head?
同学，你为什么要讲这个 logos 这些希腊文什么的
？All right, let's talk about English.
那我们就讲讲看英文。
Everybody knows the word zoology, sociology, biology. Those logy, right?
我们都知道，比如说什么动物学、植物学、这个社会学这些学。
You know, Greek is not too hard to understand. Everybody knows some Greek.
所以希腊文其实并不是有多难，因为大家多多少少都晓得一点希腊文。
And English, English language is heavily influenced by Greek.
英文又是很重的，有受到希腊文的影响。
All those logic sounds like logic, doesn't it?
所以这些什么学，其实就是逻辑的这个字。
And the meaning behind this word means something were studied through, an organized.Material.
所以这个逻辑，这个 logic 这个字呢，其实就是表示一个曾经被很仔细的研究过，而是很有系统的在那里放在一起的一个学问。
It's something with a purpose.
是有目的的。
It's something of the mind.
也是从这个理性里面想出来的。
It's a study with method.
是用一个特别的方法能够把它学习出来的。
It's reasonable.
是有理的。
You know, the Greek pride themselves in knowing the wisdom.
这些希腊人呢，觉得他们的对于这个智慧，尤其是引以为傲。
And they have studied the philosophies.
他们学习哲学。
And those philosophers, they have come up with all these kind of great statements.
而那些伟大的哲学家呢，就想出这种各式各样很了不起的这些说法。
You know, when John began to say that in the beginning was the word, it was written in Greek language.
你知道，当约翰写这个约翰福音说太初有道的时候，是用希腊文写的。
And the Greek all read the logos.
而那些希腊人都看到了这个字，这个 logos 这个字。
And this fisherman immediately challenged all the Greek thought that in the beginning there was a purpose.
所以在这里，这一个渔夫在这里对那些有知识的人，第一个就引起就给了这个挑战，就说在刚刚太初的时候有道。
And that purpose associated with God. And he said, and the word was with God.
他就说这个道与神同在，这个道就是跟神在一起。
And the word was God.
而这个道就是神。
Even they didn't understand the word being a person of Jesus.
虽然在那个时候他们对于这个道这个字不能够马上能够联想到就是耶稣基督这一个人。
They are being put to challenge that God created with a purpose.
而在那里他们就是被挑战，因为他在那里说到神的创造是有目的的一个创造。
In the beginning was the word, was the logos, and the logos was God.
太初有道，道与神同在。
God created things according to his pleasure and his will.
神按照他自己的喜欢，按照他自己的意志，然后来创造。
You're equating God with his will. You're equating the word God with the word logos.
你就将这个神跟这个道把它放在一起，就在相等。
If God is without a logos, He is not the God of creation.
如果这个神是一个神，不是这个道的话，那么那位神就不是创造的神。
If God only works things out by chance or at random,
如果神只是在那里随随便便的，也没有什么挑选，就在那里这样随随便便的做事的话，所以他也不是那一位。
Though He can create, He cannot create an orderly world.
不是他可以创造，那他也没办法创造一个这样子有秩序的一个世界。
Though He has the ability to create and reproduce, He cannot make the world meaningful.
虽然可以有这个可以让这个世界能够再继续的创造，能够繁衍，但是呢也没有什么意义。
You see, in the beginning was the word. God has a purpose already.
所以在这里说到太初有道，实际上讲到神最初开始的他的那一个目的。
John, a fisherman, a very simple person.
而约翰这一个很简单的一个渔夫。
Has made the world to come to his turn.
反而让全世界的人都要来到他面前来看看。
He said, "In the beginning was the word."
因为他说太初有道。
In that he meant not only God is the creator.
所以这句话非仅表示神是那位创造的主。
But that creation has a power.
而那位创造主有这样的一个能力。
And the creation has a purpose.
而且这个有它的目的。
And creation has an order.
而这个创造有它的次序。
You know, in other book of John, when he was called the Revelation.
在在另外一个约翰写的另外一本书里头，他讲到的是称为启示录。
He said, "We all things are created according to your pleasure, your good will and pleasure."
在那里说到神借着万物是借着他的因为你的旨意被创造而有的。
This John only a fisherman.
而这位约翰只是一个渔夫。
Is full of revelation.
它是充满满了的各样的启示。
That revelation is not what man can talk and teach.
而那样的启示实在不是人能够教他的。
It is because of something he has seen.
因为实在是在于他看到了什么东西。
It is something he received from the Creator.
而他也看，也是他从这位创造的主接受了一些东西。
You know, today we have the same kind of revelation, knowing who Jesus is.
我们今天也同样有这样的启示，我们知道耶稣基督是谁。
For if you have tried to tell the world.All the knowledge about Jesus.
就是你想要告诉整个世界关于耶稣基督的这些知识。
You will find a brick wall before you.
你会发现前面像一堵的砖墙似的。
You know, in fact, last Thursday I went to a friend's house. She invited two of her friends coming to listen to the gospel.
上礼拜四我到一个朋友家里，他另外请了两个福音朋友来。也来到他家里面一起谈话。
I seldom meet people without any knowledge about life.
我很少碰到一个对这个圣经是一点都没有知识，也不知道。
We Christians thought that the gospel is being preached around the world. Everybody heard about it.
我们基督徒都以为啊，这个其实这个是这福音已经在全世界已经差不多传遍了，大家应该没有人没有听过的。
Not true. I met two who never heard of a gospel.
并不是，因为我实在是看到的，见遇到两位从来没有听过福音的。
You want to tell them that God has created? He said, "What is creation?"
他们就跟他你跟他说说耶稣是那位创造的主，他说什么叫创造？
You tell him Jesus could become a man.
当你告诉他说耶稣变成了人，他说
What happened? He said.
他说怎么回事啊
？I've never seen anyone who's so ignorant about any knowledge about the Word of God.
我从来没有看到见过遇见这样的人，对这个圣经对关于神的事情这么样的完全不知道。
But fine, because all the knowledge.That we know about Jesus should not be coming from the head and transmitting through intellectual means.
这也没有关系，因为所有我们对耶稣基督的认识本来也不是应该是头脑，而不应该是光属于头脑，让我们这么样传承而已。
You know, I was able to speak to his heart instead of his knowledge, his head.
这样更好，我能够真正的跟他从向他的心来说话，还不如经由头脑。
You know what I've seen?
你知道我看到什么吗
？I've seen this heart and ready for God's revelation.
我发现这一个心呢，已经在那里预备好了，就是为要让神来向他启示。
He's ready to receive what God has given to one of his children.
他已经预备好了，就要接受神要给他的救恩。
Because we receive the knowledge of God through the revelation, through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们实在是我们接受神的这一个启示是经由圣灵的工作。
Whenever the heart is ready, the Holy Spirit will work in our heart.
当我们的心预备好的时候，圣灵就在我们心里面开始做。
When the heart is not ready, the intellectual mind will debate and argue and counter stage.
那我们的心没有预备好的时候，我们那些的头脑的知识都出来了，在那里要辩论，要反对。
John was one was ready when Jesus called him.
约翰在那个时候，他是已经预备好了，让耶稣来呼叫他。
When he was pointed by his master John the Baptist.
当他被他的老师，就是施洗的约翰。来教导的时候
，John the Baptist told him, "Behold the Lamb of God."
因为那个施洗约翰对他说：“说看哪，神的羔羊。”
He followed Jesus immediately.
所以他就马上就来跟随耶稣。
When Jesus called him by the Sea of Galilee.
当耶稣在那里在加利利边和加利利海边来呼召他的时候
，He said, "Come, follow me."
他说：“来跟从我。”
And John was ready to follow him.
但那时候约翰预备好了，就要来跟从他。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们实在今天要有一个了解。
We have acquired a knowledge which is deeper than our intellect.
我们实在是在我们里面有这么一个有这样的知识，是比我们的头脑的思想更深的。
And that knowledge is coming from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
这个知识是从圣灵给我们的启示而来的。
I preach gospel often, and I try to answer people's questions often.
我常常在那传福音，也常常在那回答人家的问题。
And I know there's coming a point.
我知道，常常就要到了某一个程度。
When they ask questions, we can answer according to the Word of God, the best of knowledge we can.
他们可以问问题，我们也照神所指示的，在圣经里的话来回答，能够十全十美之人。
But there must come to a point that they have to accept as the revelation of God and believe as what was told them to them by the Holy Spirit.
可是终究总要到达一个地步，就是需要他们接受这个启示，接受圣灵在他们心中的启示。
Because the revelation of God is imprinted in their heart, not in their mind.
因为神的启示实在是要对着他们心是对着他们心而发的，而不是对着他们的头脑。
We can reason with them.
我们可以跟他们说理由。
We can share with them the testimony.
我们可以跟他们在那里把我们的见证说给他们听。
All the purpose was to jab loose some blocking stone.
所有这些工作呢，只不过是把一些阻碍的一些困扰给他，希望能把它弄松一点。
Until their hearts are open.
一直等他们心开了。
But all the argument could not bring them life.
但若是你跟他辩论的话呢，没有办法把生命给他。
Until they receive Jesus into their heart.
一直等到他们实在是接受了耶稣进入他们心里的时候。
And that personal readiness to receive the word of God is the result of the revelation of Jesus in His Holy Spirit.
而能够让他心里接受主呢，这是耶稣基督在他心里面给了他启示。
You know, the revelation is deeper than intellect.
因为我们实在知道启示是更深于头脑知识。
And the Greeks are very, very, very fond of revelation.
希腊的人对于这个启示也是非常有兴趣。
They understand that you can transmit, you can pass down your knowledge.
他们深深了解你的知识呢是可以的传达的。
But you know, some original idea has to be just dropped on your lap. You caught it, not learning.
但是有些最原始最基本的一些意念呢，是实在是从启示来的，就这么样子，就突然间有了，而不是人家来教你。
Greeks are part proud of them.
而这些希腊人，他们对这样的这种启示都觉得非常的引以为傲。
The originality, let's put it this way.
因为他们对于这个原始性，他们是非常的注重。
It's what they respect very very much.
他们最尊重这样的这个。
You know, John was telling them something. In the beginning was the Word.
当约翰这样告诉他们说，太初有道。
It is from the revelation.
那实在从启示来。
And today we know Jesus who lives in our heart. It is by revelation also.
我们今天了解耶稣基督住在我们里面，这也是由启示来。
You know, Paul indeed talked about that in his book of Galatians.
保罗在加拉太书里面也讲到这一点。
He said, I know the Son of God, not by man's teaching, but by the revelation. I know that the Son of God is in you.
所以说我认识神的儿子，并不是因为有什么人教导，而是神将他自己启示在我的心里。
And he didn't have to share and counsel with other people. He knew something happened to him.
他也并不需要跟别人说什么，他知道在他身上发生了什么事。
Dear brother and sister, have you received the revelation that Jesus is the Son of God and He is in you?
那弟兄姊妹，您有没有真正接受到这样的启示？就是你真正知道耶稣基督是神，而他今天在你里面。
I'm not speaking to those who never heard of the gospel, am I?
我并不是像那些从来没有听过福音的人。
You have heard the gospel. You've even been a Christian for many years.
你们听过福音，也曾经做过基督徒，做了这么多年。
But can you explain to me why is Jesus in me?
你能不能跟我解释为什么耶稣基督是在我里面
？Or can you tell me why is Jesus the Son of God?
或者是你能不能跟我解释为什么耶稣基督就是神的儿子呢
？If I want to challenge you, you might.Not want to talk to me because you can't answer.
也许我要这样向你挑战的时候，也许你不愿意回答。
But I'm not challenging you. I'm just to bring out a point.
但我不是向你挑战，我是将这一点能提出来。
That Jesus through the Holy Spirit already has given you a revelation deeper than your intellectual mind.
而耶稣基督借着圣灵已经将这个神这样的启示给了你，这一个启示是更高深于高深过过呃更深于你的理智头脑所能了解。
I'm a physicist.
我是一个学物理的。
I was very interested in the particle physics.
我原来是对
理电子。
量子物理非常有兴趣。
And you know, I spent so much time in it. I felt so fascinated with all the particles and quantums and things like that.
我花了很多时间钻进去，所以我对那些量子啊，这个学问，非常觉得很了不得。
But you know, to some point, I couldn't. I would have to say, well, this is something beyond my understanding.
但是到一个地步，有些地方，我就简直是没有办法了解，没办法，我必须要说，这些是我没有办法了解的。
Those who are trying to teach will find what I said true.
那些想要来教物理的人，我相信他会了解我所说的。
The most difficult thing would be to teach on a subject where all the rest of the foundation rests upon.
想要教那个最基本、最基本的那个学问，把其他东西可以建筑在上面的，这是最难最难。
Have you tried to teach a young child why one plus one equals two？
你有没有想到你要教一个小孩子一加一等于二？
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。